Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continue to be on my lips. Hallelujah, amen. Good morning, and thank everybody for come in to worship with us this morning at Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. I want to give thanks to the angel of the house, Pastor Black, to all the officers, elders, deacons, to all the mothers, to all the brothers. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. Getting ready for our scripture reading coming from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 12 through 22. Delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death and her path to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the path of life. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the path of the righteous. For the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the righteous will be rooted out of it. I have just read to you Proverbs through 22. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. And now for This Is a Move.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you did. We need to move. Yeah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you on bended knee, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we confess our sins that are before you, oh, Heavenly Father, known and unknown, oh, Heavenly Father. We call upon you to have mercy upon us, oh, Heavenly Father, through the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, you see what's taking place right now, oh, Heavenly Father, but this is nothing new to you, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, stir up your people, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, bless us with the mind of Christ, oh, Heavenly Father. Renew us in our spirits and our hearts, oh, Heavenly Father. Renew our minds, oh, Heavenly Father, that change may come, oh, Heavenly Father, but that it may come by your hands, oh, Heavenly Father. May you be with your servants, oh, Heavenly Father, because we come before you, for your word says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We come before you, O Heavenly Father, asking that your justice may reign, O Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. May you use, O Heavenly Father, your people, O Heavenly Father. May we be used for the best of times, O Heavenly Father. Guide us, O Heavenly Father, and strengthen us, O Heavenly Father. Break down the things that need to be broken down, O Heavenly Father, and build the things that need to be built back up, O Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you, oh, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are the one true God, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, have mercy on us, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, bring about healing, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, bring about healing, oh, Heavenly Father. Strengthen us, oh, Heavenly Father, oh, Heavenly Father, so that we might be that army, oh, Heavenly Father, that you have called us to be, oh, Heavenly Father. Help us, oh, Heavenly Father, return to our roots, oh, Heavenly Father, in you, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us in our weakness, oh, Heavenly Father, that your spirit, oh, Heavenly Father, may rest down upon us, oh, Heavenly Father. The way, oh, Heavenly Father. Let us, oh, Heavenly Father, have you in mind, oh, Heavenly Father, when we do our work for you, oh, Heavenly Father. Guide us. Heal those, oh, Heavenly Father, who are sick, oh, Heavenly Father. Be with those, oh, Heavenly Father, who are going through trials and tribulations, oh, Heavenly Father. Stir them up in their spirits, oh, Heavenly Father, that they may be strong, oh, Heavenly Father. So, therefore, when they are strong, oh, Heavenly Father, they may help those in need who are weak, oh, Heavenly Father. Bless us, oh, Heavenly Father, return to you, oh, Heavenly Father. Guide us, oh, Heavenly Father, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, oh, Heavenly Father. Help us rejoice, oh, Heavenly Father, when times are hard. Help us, O Heavenly Father, comfort others, O Heavenly Father, the way that you have comforted us, O Heavenly Father. Raise your people up, O Heavenly Father, for where you will raise them from, O Heavenly Father, that they and us may do your work, O Heavenly Father. Lead us, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen your leaders, O Heavenly Father. Be with them to guide them, O Heavenly Father, so therefore they may go out, O Heavenly Father, and encourage others in the way, O Heavenly Father. Help us, O Heavenly Father, lead those, O Heavenly Father, that are in darkness into the light through the gospel of Jesus Christ, O Heavenly Father. Mm. Help us to continue to stand bold, O Heavenly Father, through these times, being ready in season and out of season, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, may you bless us, O Heavenly Father, with a hedge of protection, O Heavenly Father, and may you lead us down the righteous path. In Jesus' name, amen. And now for our sister Tanisha, and do our exhortation of worship.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise today, O God, for you are our healer, you are our protector, you are our provider, O God, and we just come to love on you today, O God. We love you for forgiving us, O God. We love you for loving us, O God, for pulling us from our hurt and our depression, O God, and we rejoice, O God, for we have been born again through you, O God. You have given us a new life, O God. You have blown blood, fresh breath into our bodies, O God, to wake up and to see a brand new day, O God, and we love you, O God. We worship you, O God. We pray now, God, that you set our hearts and our minds to be on one accord, O God, as we go forth through our praise and our worship, O God, as we show adoration unto you, O God, as we lift up our hands, oh God, and we allow surrenderance unto you, oh God. We surrender to you, oh God, to fill us up again. Fall fresh now on us, oh God, as we begin to think back on all the goodness that you've done for us, oh God, and we begin to worship you, oh God, and we begin to love you, oh God, and we begin to make you big, oh God, for you are an undescribable God. You know the stars by name, oh God, and we love you for that. We worship you because you hear our cries, oh God. You understand us, oh God. You love us, oh God, so we love you, and today we just want to show how much we love you through our praise and our worship, oh God. So as we go forth in this worship experience, oh God, as we go forth through beckoning your call for move upon our heart's desires, oh God, we come ready now, God, to praise and worship you, oh God. We come now ready to confess our love out loud to you, oh God. We love you, oh God, and we want to make you big, oh God. We want this to be a joyful sound into your ears, oh God. We come with our hands clapping, oh God, and our feet stomping, oh God, and our voices to lift you up, oh God, to give you all the glory and honor, oh God, to give you all the praise, oh God. So hear us now, oh God, as we go forth in this worship experience, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Clap your hands like this. Young people, I need y'all to come right down here in front of the stage.
Mission statement. We believe that we will transform this community by developing fishers of men and women. It is our goal to catch and cultivate the lost that they may have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which will cause them to celebrate Him, commune with the saints, and work with us to fulfill the Great Commission. Amen. And now I yield this call over to you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you today, but I've got a forever worship for the Lord on today. Amen.
Yes,
I've got a forever worship for Him because why? He is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for saving me. What a joy it is to be with the saints of God, to be able to worship with each of you today. Thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, to ride in your car, to sit with you on your job. Wherever it is you are, we are there worshiping with you.
Yeah.
And the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he will be in the midst.
Yeah.
And so I feel his presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So it's such an honor to worship with each of you. I want to say thank you to Elder Farmer and Sister Kamisha for bringing us to this place in our worship. I truly thank God for the growth of all of you who have contributed to our worship experience. And I can't wait till we get home,
yeah,
get in the house, and we can be with each other to see the faces and then to really hear, you know, all the growth and see the smiles on people's faces and hear the hand clapping and receive the hugs. So I know it's coming. The song says greater is coming.
Yes,
so
yes.
I know greater is coming. We are truly, truly, truly blessed today. I want to say as way as pastoral observations, just to remind us that this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we will be having our 10th annual Founders Day celebration. And I mean to tell you, we are in store for a hallelujah good time. And if you have not invited someone to come and worship with us, I want to encourage you to invite somebody to come and be in worship with us. I've sent out text messages to North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, Washington, California, everywhere, telling them that it is going down at the Greater St. Stephen Mission of Baptist Church. And so I hope and pray that you share this time with others so that they too can worship and experience the Lord with us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know. Also, I want to say thank you to everyone that participated in our 2020 fundraiser for the Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund. If you were unable to give, guess what? You still have the opportunity to give, because that is a ministry in which continues to give, and it wants to continue to give. So don't let don't say, well, it's over, I can't give. No, the devil is a lie. If you got 2020 and you want to sow it into the Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund after today, you can do so. Our scholarship committee, they're looking forward to next year. And so we want their cup to overflow.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
So continue. If you think about it, maybe next month you might run into you might find a 20 while you walking down the street and you don't need it. Sow it into the Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund so that they can be ready for 2021. Amen.
Amen.
Our theme for this year was excelling with 2020. And you know that 2020 is perfect vision. Amen.
All
so
right.
Regardless of what you see right now, honey, I tell you by faith, what you ask for is coming to pass. And you got to do it right now in 2020, because God is nearer to us than he's ever been nearer before. Because why? We're seeking him like never before.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We're seeking him like never before. We're drawing near to him like never before. So we just want to encourage you to continue to think about our Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund, and let's make it our challenge for the rest of the year. I know I'm gonna be able to sow 2020 into the Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund. It might be September, but I'm gonna sow 2020 in the Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund. You plant seed in good ground, and then what? Harvest comes back to you.
Yeah.
So this is good ground, my brothers and sisters. So plant those seeds, sow those seeds. I don't know what you stand in need of, but don't sow your seeds sparingly, but sow them into good ground. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to thank God. And as we're talking about the Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund, I, as Pastor Black, as the Greater St. Stephen's Mission Baptist Church family, I want to salute all of those that got promoted, all of those that graduated. Woohoo! Yes. To all of our students that went to school in 2019-2020, we made it!
Yes.
Woo! We made it. We've completed another year, another semester, another term. We made it. And I just thank God for each of you. I pray that God will continue to bless your educational efforts. I pray that he begin to continue to open up doors for you and increase your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding so that you can continue to excel with perfect vision with the plan that God has for you. So just want to encourage all of our students on today. This is the day we're going to be celebrating you. And so I just want you to know how much we appreciate you for all of your work. And for all of those that are looking forward to going back to school in September, this prayer is for you too, that God will continue to enlarge your territory and continue to bless you with much blessings. Amen. And so I'm just truly excited for what God is doing for us. You know, the United Negro Scholarship Fund says that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And so if you're not trying to educate yourself during Corona, while we're being quarantined, I feel for you. I feel for you. You should be learning a new verse every month, or you should be learning a new word every month, or you should learn how to cook something you ain't never cooked before. You should read a book. Come on here, somebody. You should go get you some crocheting and yarn, or some knitting or some yarn, or get you some pieces and quilt something, or, you know, something. You should be learn Spanish or French or something. Learn calligraphy or learn how to paint. I'm getting ready to tear down some wallpaper and learn how to paint and do some work in the house just to help myself. I've crocheted a scarf, and I've been measuring out my food and doing a little more meal prepping and planning for what I'm going to eat tomorrow. And come on, y'all. Don't be stuck in time. Don't be stuck in time. Don't be stuck in time. We've got to continue to educate ourselves and make ourselves be prepared for the come out. Hey, be prepared for the come out. We ain't gonna be in this always. We're not gonna be in this always. Our family has been walking every night. I dare not let coronavirus take this body to a different size that I don't desire, that I cannot operate with. Come on, you can't operate with 20 extra pounds. Lose them. Come on here. Lose them. Amen. So that was free. That was free. I just want to encourage us to do something. Make room for change. Make room for change. God is doing something in our nation. We don't understand it right now. We don't understand it right now, but God is doing something in our nation, and I want us to be ready for the newness that's coming. So make room for the new. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We received a thank you card. It says, "The family of Dorothy Holloway gratefully acknowledges your kind expression of sympathy. And to the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church family, thank you for the prayers, the flowers, and the food. Love, Sister Mona and family." And so we just truly thank God that we, during COVID-19, we were still able to show love and be real to our own family and to share with our family. Amen. And then just to be able to let God know that we love each other and we are excited about what God is doing in the midst of us. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's word time. I wanted to try. I told Elder Farmer to help me be accountable to our time together because I don't want us to be late for 2 o'clock. Ha, amen. I want us to be on time for 2 o'clock. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I want to give us the opportunity to grab something to eat and get ourselves back together. I want to be in a timely manner, and it's word time. I'm so excited about the word of God and what God is doing. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to work from home because I've been able to study my word more and have more time in the word and more time in prayer. You know how it is. You got to rush off and get to work. Mm-hmm. And you get to work, you get to the office, you stop and you pray. But it's for a minute because you know that somebody is standing over your shoulder or somebody's waiting at your desk or somebody's looking for you to go to a meeting or do something. Well, I don't have that problem here at home because nobody's standing over my desk. Nobody's looking for me to go to a meeting. So if I log on at 9 o'clock and then I take a 15-minute break just to give God thanks for another day, I'm free to do that. And so I've been able to really bask in the presence of the Lord and to really intensify my love relationship with him. So when I come out of COVID-19, yes, 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 you can say that my love for God has been deepened, has been strengthened. I've made room for him, and what he has for me, it is for me. And so I just truly thank God for each of you on today. Looking forward to our time of worship and prayer and fellowship. I want to let you know that COVID is still existing. The numbers have not decreased. If you have not been keeping up with the information, Multnomah County is still closed. Our governor, Kate Brown, and I'm asking that you would lift her up in prayer because she's got a heavy, heavy responsibility right now. Yes. It's not just two or three, but it's a county. It's a whole state of people. And we ask that God give her wisdom, give her knowledge. I'm asking that you pray for our mayor, Ted Wheeler, and that he will stand up and be strong and not be afraid or intimidated by what is being said and provoking, that he would do what's right for our city. Yes. So as you're praying, my brothers and sisters, pray for those that are in leadership. And pray that God give them wisdom, knowledge, and guidance and understanding. And what we said last night as pastors, realizing that the leadership at the very top, it is corrupt. Ooh. That's okay. It's corrupt. But if the leaders of our local levels can get right, then we can help that push the rightness move up. I know that don't sound right, but we know that the glory of the Lord goes from the head down to the beard. But we living in some perilous times, y'all. Amen. And I do believe that if the those of us that are on the bottom begin to reach up to the top, we can bring change to the top. And so we know that the pastors of this city, we are praying. We gather every Saturday night. We're praying. We have the ear of our mayor. We have the ear of our governor. And we're speaking to them and we're praying for them. And so I'm asking this body of believers, the ones that I know can get a prayer through, because I'm still standing on the prayers of the righteous of Greater St. Stephen's. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm asking that you join us. Pray for our governor. Pray for our mayor and pray that they can continue to lead and guide Portland, Oregon in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Pray for them. They're going through. They have family too. Amen. You know, our governor just lost his mother.
Yes.
He has a family too. And so our mayor yes. just lost his mother. And so he needs our prayers too. He has a work to do and he has a family also. So let's remember to keep them lifted up in prayer. Let's look to our word. I think I've covered all of my observations for today. So let's get to the word. Let's get to the word because it's some good word today.
Amen.
Pray with me, will you please? Gracious Father, loving Father, all wise God, we your handmaid servants, we come before you now, Father, before a full fountain. We ask, Lord God, that you fill our cups and let it overflow with your wisdom, with your knowledge, with your understanding. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you give hearing to your people today. God, as you spoke to me during the week regarding this lesson, I say thank you for giving me an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And now, God, I pray over your people, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, that you give God hearing today, God, not with our physical ears, but with our spiritual ears, oh God, that we may hear the things that you are speaking to us today. Help us make for this day. Help us to be ready, oh God, for the new things, oh God. You said in your word that you would make crooked places straight. Mm. God, you said in your word that you, oh God, would enlarge our territory. So God, as you are preparing us, oh God, under the shadow of your wings, oh God, right now you have us hidden, oh God. You have us hidden from the world, oh God, because we are locked up in our homes, oh God. we are hidden from the world, oh God. But when it's time for us to come out, oh God, God, we're coming out with our hands lifted up. We're coming out with our feet shod with the preparation to spread the gospel, the good news of peace today. Let our speech be seasoned with grace. Let us speak, God, with wisdom, and let us hear with understanding. So we thank you for this lesson today, Father. We thank you for this word today. We give you glory. We give you honor. I pray you give a supernatural strength to the doer of your word today, God, because living a life of wisdom is a tedious job. It's not an easy work, God. But God, what we put our hands to do, you let it prosper because we give you glory and honor.
Oh, yes, God.
We lift you up today and we magnify you and we exalt you, oh God. For you alone are worthy to be praised.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Our lesson today is go with me to page 488. And if you don't have a Sunday school book, it's found in the book of Proverbs. Chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Again, I just want to remind you of that King Solomon was known as the wisest. He excelled in wisdom, and he was the writer of the book of Proverbs. The theme of Proverbs is found in the first seven verses of the book. But I want to remind you today of the theme, and I hope you have your Bible, your pen, pencil, paper, so that you can write some of this down, because we need to be able to go back to it later. Amen. But the purpose of Proverbs is to provide teaching on wisdom and prepare people for godly living. Living a godly life, living in the fear of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, life is unpredictable. And at any given moment, one of us may need advice about anything from family life to business decisions. Well, can I tell you something, saints of God? It's okay to have somebody physically to talk to and get information from, but it's nothing like going to the wisest person ever known to a body of believers. Looking to the book of Proverbs gives us wisdom to help us live godly lives. The book of Proverbs not only helps us live a godly life, but it helps us with our relationship with God and with others. You know, there is a saying that says common sense isn't common. It's actually it accurately applies to wisdom. As we will discover by looking at this lesson, there are many who mistakenly believe themselves to be wise in their own eyes. While it is true that people can make good choices on their own, only respect and reverence for the Lord leads to a life that is characterized by godly wisdom. Unfortunately, our society is marked by people both in the church by people both in the church and outside of the church who believe that the choices that they make are wise, but are rooted in self-preservation, self-ambition, and all things that are total opposite of godliness. Yeah, some of us are walking around here right now thinking that the choices that we made are wise because we felt like I'm grown, I'm 30-something, I'm 40-something, I'm 50-something, I'm 60-something, I'm 70-something, I'm 80-something. But don't you know there is some old fools living among us as well as some young fools? Wisdom comes from God. We're getting ready to look at that. Look at Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Verse 2 says, tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Verse 3 says, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Verse 4 says, search for them as you would for silver, seek them like hidden treasures. I want to pause here and I'm going to ask you to highlight these words. Listen, treasure, tune your ears, concentrate, cry out, ask, search, seek. These first four verses can be used as a series of conditions. You find these words, they are all action words. Action words are verbs, and verbs describe you doing something. Here, the author tells us to listen, treasure, tune your ears, concentrate, cry out, ask, search, seek. Within these four short verses, eight verbs are used to urge us to take action. What are they again, Pastor? Listen, treasure, tune your ears, concentrate, cry out, ask, seek, and search. Such active language indicates that the pursuit of wisdom is not to be passionate, but not to be passive, but passionate. Let me say it again. Such action language indicates that the pursuit of wisdom, your search for wisdom, your ask for wisdom is not to be passive, but passionate. Some of us forgot what it was like to fall in love and to be in love. Well, remember your first love? Remember your first boo? Remember your first kiss? Remember that first sneak away you did? How passionate it was, how hot and fiery it was, how exciting it was, the feeling that it gave you. You felt tingling from your head to your toes. That's what he's saying today. When we are in pursuit of wisdom, we ought to have that same fire, that same energy. Wisdom is not attained from desire alone, but because one listens intensively and purposefully to the wisdom of others. I learned a listening exercise when I was taking my very first class at Warner Pacific University. I'm excited about the announcement that was made at Warner. First time ever in history, Friday, they announced their new president. He is an African-American man who was worked at Tuskegee University, who went and attended and worked at John C. Smith University, prominent African-American colleges. He's going to be here working at Warner Pacific University. I'm so excited of the change. Make room for change, y'all. Make room for change. I told you, we can't see all that God is doing. God is setting some stuff up. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. But for those of us that are really sick and tired of being stuck on stupid. Those of us who are really sick and tired of making the wrong choice, the wrong decision. For those of us who are sick and tired of every time I make a choice, I think it's the right choice, and it turns around and it backfires in my face. It blows up in my life, and because it really wasn't the right choice. It sounded good at the time, but did I really pray about it? Did I really seek God's wisdom? Did I really, really intentionally and purposefully listen to the voice of those around me, and most importantly, the voice of God? One who desires to be wise, ask for insight. James says that if you lack anything, ask for it. The old folks say a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you want something, you must ask for it. You must open your mouth and you must say, will you please? Will you help me? Will you please give me? Will you please do for me? You gotta ask for insight. Then the Bible tells us here, it says, crying out with a sense of urgency. Can I tell y'all something? I am over us being quiet. I'm gonna let that sink in. I am over us being quiet. When we look throughout the country, people are crying out, no justice, no peace. Defund the police. Eradicate racism. People are crying out. The body of Christ needs to be crying out. We need to be crying out with urgency for wisdom, for change, for integrity, for righteousness, for mercy, for uprightness, for perseverance, for change. Understanding that wisdom's value is like that of silver, popular as currency. That's Genesis 37, Matthew 26. The Bible tells us that wisdom is a treasure, readily recognizable, but not easily or abundantly accessible to all. So, wisdom cannot be given to you and you sit up and you sit up and you gossip all day long. You're not gonna get no wisdom from that chat room. Wisdom comes from praying, fasting, studying the word of God, seeking God's face, turning off your ear to some of your family and friends. Wisdom is a treasure, readily recognizable, but not easily or abundantly accessible to all. The pathway to wisdom is strenuous. It's a hard work. That's why I say we must cry out for perseverance. As our young people and our middle-aged people and our older people are out seeking justice and justice reform, I'm praying that they don't get tired, that they will have perseverance, that they will continue until we see change in America.
Yeah.
Pastor Hennessy said something last night. He says, I don't know if George Floyd ever made it to London or Europe. But people are chanting his name. Saints of God, wisdom is crying out in the streets. What we're asking for, it ain't nothing new. We're asking for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Gaining wisdom is not a simple task, but it requires constant effort in order to be uncovered. The reward for pursuing it is that it leads one to knowing God and understanding what it means to reverence Him. Look at here. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
We must listen to the word of God very closely. And I'm going to say every day, 24/7. That's why it's important that every now and then you turn off CNN, you turn off Facebook, you turn off The Young and the Restless, you turn off a Law and Order, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and you get in the Word of God to listen to His Word closely. You can't study the Word of God and have the TV going at the same time, because that's not listening closely. Not just hearing with an ear. We got to hear with our heart.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear with your ear, it goes one ear and out the other. But when you listen with your heart, it gets planted and it gets rooted and it gets grounded. And the more you pray, the more you fast, the more you study, it gets watered, it gets nurtured, and it gets pruned, and it grows and it matures, and then it produces fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Cry. When a baby is hungry, what do it do? It cries. Now you can pick that baby up, and you can rock that baby. What that baby going to do?
Cry.
Keep crying. You can give that baby a binky, a pacifier, whatever you call that thing that you stick in the baby's mouth to give them some comfort. And they're going to suck on it for a minute. But after a minute, the baby's senses is going to realize, you ain't getting nothing out of this thing. And your stomach is still saying you hungry. And so what does that baby do? It spits out that binky and it goes back to hollering. It goes back to crying out. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the cry that God wants from us.
My God.
This is exactly the cry that God wants from us. He wants us to cry out for wisdom. I told you, I'm over us being silent. I hope you're catching it. I hope you're hearing it. I'm over us being silent. It's time that we cry out to God. The Bible says, cry out and spare not. Lift up your voice. Our focus for seeking and desiring wisdom should be just as intense as we seeking for God to heal us,
mm-hmm.
God to remove the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
God to send us a mate, God to pay our bills, God to stop it from raining because I need the sunshine. It should be that intense.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be interested in how it appears to others. Don't worry about what they say about you crying out to God, because they don't know how much you need this wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. Let them say what they want to say. They talked about Jesus. You got to cry out to God. I don't want to pray because I don't pray like Sister so-and-so. I don't pray like Reverend so-and-so. I don't pray like Pastor so-and-so. I don't pray like the bishop. I don't pray like the elder. I don't pray. But you got a voice and you need to cry out. Cry out. We must be in pursuit. And we must cry out until the whole that's in our souls are filled.
Yeah.
Seek. Seek. The goal here is to search for wisdom, which is from God and Him alone. Wisdom, you cannot go to Powell's bookstore and buy a book on wisdom. The self-help section at Powell's and Barnes & Noble, saints of God, it is full of books on self-help, on how to get better, how to change your attitude, how to change your life. But I want to tell you something. Those books did not create us. Those books don't know us by name. Those books didn't know us when we was in our mama's womb. Those books don't know the number of hair that's on our head. Those books do not know our beginning, our middle, and our end. Why is it that we will not seek God, who is the creator, the giver, the sustainer of our life? Why won't we seek Him for wisdom? Because wisdom comes from Him and Him alone.
Yeah.
We got to seek that wisdom. We got to seek that wisdom. We got to seek that wisdom. We've got to be diligent. We got to work diligently.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to search the scriptures. What does 2 Timothy 2:15 says? Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that you can study is by searching His word. We don't want to be easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
With all this mess that's happening in the world, we can get easily distracted. With all the stuff that's going on in your home and your body, you can get easily distracted. But if we seek God for wisdom,
mm-hmm.
oh, God, we're going to see. We're going to look here in these next couple of scriptures, and they're going to tell us the reward for seeking Him. He says, I am a rewarder of them that diligently seeks me. So when you seek and pursue after wisdom, you better believe that there's going to be a reward coming to you, my brothers and sisters. So we must seek. We must set aside structured time to study and constantly pursue the Lord and His word. How about you, saints? I don't know if you see the handwriting on the wall. I don't know if you can hear the voice of God, but I want to share with you what I've heard. I heard God say, I'm setting you up for the come out. I'm setting you up for the come out. And you won't be the same. What you will not be the same person you were March 1st, 2020, when you come out. You won't be the same. I'm setting you up for the come out. Are you still going to be the same murmur complainer, the same doubter, the same backbiter, the same lackadaisical person you was March 1st when we do come out of this thing? God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. Let's read again. I'm at verses 5 and 6 now. He says, then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. When you listen, treasure, tune your ears, concentrate, cry out, ask, search, seek, the Bible says, then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. Now, we're not talking about that fear of, oh, God, I did wrong, I'm scared. We're talking about, I come boldly before your throne of grace. I give you glory, give you honor. I'm clapping my hands. I'm lifting you up. I know that the circumstances around me look like hell. They look like trash. They ugly. But I trust you, Lord.
I trust you, Lord.
You'll understand the fear of the Lord and will gain knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 says, for the Lord, what? Grants wisdom. For his mouth comes From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Here we find the payoff for listening and enjoying the pursuit of wisdom. The result of searching for wisdom is finding the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is in pursuit of wisdom. We find God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When we are in pursuit of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
we are finding God. It is important to know his character and attributes in order to understand the vastness of who God is. We cannot contain the knowledge of who God is in his fullness, but we can come to appreciate him in his holiness. Our time and experience with God builds a more solid relationship with him as we have evidence and gain a deeper understanding of his absolute trustworthiness. God continues to prove his worthiness over and over again. To know God is to stand in respectful awe of him. Developing a personal relationship with the Lord is essential to understanding the fear of the Lord. How do we do this? It is through the scripture. We find how God wants us to live. Through the scripture, we find out how God wants us to love. Through the scripture, we find out how God wants us to give. Saints of God, we can only know what God wants from us through studying his word. I don't know how we've been saying this for a long time, y'all. This ain't nothing new to us. This ain't no new word to us. We know that the only way that we're going to get closer to God, the only way that we're going to be able to keep our peace and our mind stayed on him, and the only way we're going to be able to speak life and speak hope is by studying his word. God teaches us who he is and what he expects from those who love him. Do you love him today, saints of God? Do you love him? You got to spend more time in his word if you love him, because you just saying, yeah, I love him, that don't mean nothing to him. That's like you telling your spouse, I love you, but you never do nothing nice for him. You never show them no kindness. That's like you tell your kids you love them, but you always calling them names. You always beating on them. You're never doing nothing nice for them. You're never giving them any affirmations of lifting them up. You're always tearing them down. That ain't no love. You don't want to spend no quality time with them. That ain't love. So the same way that we got to love each other and show that we love each other, we got to do that with God. We got to spend time with him. We can't always go to him and say, Lord, go here. Lord, go here. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. How come we just can't come before him and say, oh, God, you're amazing. Oh, God, you're awesome. Oh, God, your faithfulness is new every morning. Oh, God, you're magnificent. Oh, God, you're glorious. Oh, God, you're wonderful. Oh, God, I love you. Gotta spend time loving on him. Spend time reading his word. Consequently, saints of God, we gain from his attributes, and we must put into practice his leadership and his guidance in our lives. I told you, this ain't going to be easy. Mm-hmm. It's hard work. You cannot do it Monday and decide you're not going to do it Tuesday, and then try to pick it back up on Wednesday afternoon because you know it's time for Bible study. Ain't going to work that way. You got to walk this walk 24/7, day in, day out, whether somebody is watching you or not. God has wisdom, and he can and he will distribute it to those he chooses. God instructs us to ask him if we desire wisdom. That's James 1:5. God is the one to give knowledge and understanding. We must study the scripture outside of the Lord is just getting information. But when we ask him to give us wisdom and understanding, we come to know him. Knowledge and understanding comes from God. Searching the scripture. If you're just reading the scripture, you're just getting information. But if you're searching the scripture and you're asking God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, then you're desiring to have a closer relationship with him. Let's finish reading this verse here. I thank God for Elder Farmer reading the conclusion of this matter in our devotional reading. Verse 7 says that he grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. Verse 10 says, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will fill you with joy. Verse 11 says, wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you. Although wisdom is to be actively sought, it must be understood that God is the one who gives godly wisdom. Mere human effort alone will not produce the wisdom needed to live a godly life and prevent unnecessary failures and pitfalls. Saints, stuff is going to come in our lives. We're going to experience storms, rains, trials and tribulations. But how we walk through those things, it depends on how we seek out for wisdom and understanding and knowledge of who God is. I was reading the other day in my devotional, it talked about when you squeeze an orange, what do you get? You get orange juice. Mm-hmm. When you squeeze a grape, what do you get? You get grape juice. Mm-hmm. But when God squeezes us through trials and tribulations,
come on now,
through tests, what do we get? Frustration, mediocrity, weakness, or do we get focus, courage, and strength? All this is talking about wisdom. All this is talking about living as God guides us and leads us and nurtures us. God grants abiding success or victory, common sense, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But glory be to God, he also shields, guards, and protects those who follow the path that wisdom laid out that leads to God. One purpose of attaining wisdom is to provide discernment. The closer one grows to the Lord and honors the Lord, respects the Lord, and knows the Lord, the more wisdom one gains. Wisdom allows a person to understand what is right, what is just, what is fair, and wisdom will provide that person to act accordingly. Knowing what is right but not doing it is simply knowledge. Verse 10 tells us that wisdom enters one's heart. It's telling us that it wisdom is internalized and it is familiar. Wisdom should become a part of a person's nature, giving them insight that is practical and executable. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that when earlier I told you that wisdom can go in one ear and out the other, and I told you wisdom get planted and rooted and grounded in our heart. And verse 10 is saying, when that wisdom gets planted in your heart, the discernment that you get, it is usable and it is doable. You can do what God says do. You can see yourself doing it. And it's useful. It's helpful. It don't only help you, but it helps those around you. Fearing the Lord leads to wisdom and understanding, which leads one to living with integrity, living with justice and faithfulness. Fearing the Lord leads us to wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And wisdom and understanding leads us to living a life of integrity, justice, faithfulness, which will lead us to a more fulfilling relationship with the Lord. Wow. Pastor, fearing the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Fearing the Lord. Not being afraid of coronavirus, because he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, because God is doing great things in the midst of COVID-19, y'all.
That's right.
God is doing some great things even in the protesting and the rioting and the decision making of those that are standing and talking to the governors and the mayors and the president and leaders within our community. Great things are getting ready to happen. So we must stand in awe of God. Faith is believing it when you don't even see it. So I stand in awe of God that racism no longer exists in America. I stand in awe of God that the coronavirus is gone. Come on, y'all. Fearing the Lord leads to wisdom and understanding, which leads to living a life of integrity, justice, and faithfulness, which will lead one to having a more personal relationship with God.
Okay.
I don't know about you today, saints of God, but we must understand that things are happening to God's people everywhere, and we are not able to escape life's situations.
Mm-hmm.
However, the difference is God will protect his people. Ain't that what we just read? We said he'll be a buckler.
Mm-hmm.
He'll protect us. As we walk the paths of judgment, he will preserve the way of his saints. God is going to keep us. God is going to protect us. God is going to provide for us. We got to understand that things are going to happen. And we are not going to always be able to escape every situation that comes our way. But in the midst of it all, Zephaniah 3:17, we got to realize that God is in the midst of us. We got to realize, in the book of Isaiah, he says, I will make the crooked path straight.
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
You got to remember that he says, I don't sleep nor do I slumber.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, he said, I will keep you as the apple of my eye.
Right.
You got to remember, he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts that are good and not evil,
yeah,
to bring you to an expected and a future and a hope.
Yeah.
God promised to keep us. God promised to preserve us. Once wisdom truly becomes a part of us, saints of God, we begin to think differently. We begin to act differently. I'm going to say that again. Once wisdom truly becomes a part of us, and how do we get wisdom? Go back to those words you highlighted. You listen, you treasure, you tune your ears, you concentrate, you cry out, you ask, you search, you seek. And when you do it diligently, with passion, God, our Father, who gives us all things, will give us wisdom. And once that wisdom that comes from God has been planted, rooted, grounded, cultivated in our hearts, We think differently and we act differently. We think differently and we act differently. When wisdom is unmistakably in our hearts and not just our heads, we can have joy in doing what is right. After wisdom enters the heart, righteousness is not enforced, but actually pleasant or doable. Saints of God, we want to do what is right. Wisdom causes us to take joy in pursuing a deeper relationship with God. We get, again, the promise of protection. God and the wisdom he ordained to guide the universe will preserve and keep us. Today, saints of God, I pray that we would begin to seek out, that we would begin to listen,
yes,
treasure,
mm-hmm,
and tune our hearts, our ears,
yes,
concentrate, cry out, ask, seek, and search God's word for wisdom. I pray this week that you would do James 1 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God for wisdom. The Bible says that he giveth to all men liberally. Whatever situation you may be currently facing right now,
mm-hmm,
I want you to know that it requires wisdom from God.
Yes.
Have you asked him? If you have not asked him, I pray this week that you would listen, treasure, tune your ears, concentrate, cry out, ask, search, and seek. James 1 and 6, it says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Confront the temptations. Confront your life circumstances with trust, with clarity. I don't care what it's regarding. It can be about money, education, your friends, your family, or yourself. If you're asking and you don't believe that God can do it, you're asking in a mist.
Amen. That's right.
But if you wholeheartedly, with passion, with fervency, with diligence,
mm-hmm,
cry out, treasure, tune your ears, concentrate, cry out, seek and search, God will give you what you need. God will give you the desires of your heart. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. We thank you, Father, for being so good, so kind, and so wonderful. Father, we lift you up and we exalt you right now because you are good and you're worthy to be praised. And Father, we seek wisdom today. Not so that we can puff ourselves up, but that we may live a life of integrity and justice and faithfulness, and that we may do what is right, what is honorable in your sight. Thank you for the hearers of your word today. Most of all, I thank you for the doers of your word. And I thank you, Father, that your word is life building, and your word gives us the strength and the source of strength that we need. So God, as we seek your wisdom, I ask that you would give us joy,
that the world didn't give us and the world can't take away. Let us, Father, be found faithful, listening, treasuring, seeking, crying out, concentrating, searching for your wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, thank God, and amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us this morning. I want to say to anybody that's not a member of Greater St. Stephen's and you're on the line with us today, I hope and pray that something was said that has intensified your love relationship with God, that has stirred up a desire and a passion and a fire in your heart, your soul, your mind to seek wisdom and to seek God and to fall deeply, madly in love with him. I pray today that you be strengthened by God's grace and by his faithfulness, because his tender mercies, saints, they are new to us every morning. I'm going to give us our benediction, and I'm going to play this song. You're free to stay on the line and listen, or you're free to hang up and move about and get ready. But I want to give us our benediction, and then I want to play this song because I think that this song speaks volume to the time that we're living in right now. A long time ago, they said what the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's much too little love. And so let's receive our benediction. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us hence, now, and forevermore. And what I say unto one, I say unto all, listen, treasure, seek, search, cry out for God's wisdom. Be blessed, my brothers. Be blessed, my sisters. In Jesus' name.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most?
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't. Love nobody but you.